Welcome back to Corruption, Crime, and Compliance, and we're going to try to cut through the legal jargon and focus on practical solutions to today's ethics and compliance challenges. Mike Tyson once said, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. And for sanctions professionals, the last several weeks have certainly felt that way. For years, companies operated under one basic assumption: Iranian products, and most especially oil, was off limits under U.S. sanctions. Then, almost overnight, OFAC issued one of the broadest Iran-related general licenses we've seen in decades. The question isn't simply, and I love the title for this, General License X. I mean, I can't think of a more prophetic name. But what does General License X authorize? And what does it say about where U.S. sanctions policy may be headed? So let's start with the obvious. General License X is big, really big. On June 22nd, 2026, OFAC issued that license authorizing through, and remember this date, August 21st, 2026, transactions ordinarily incident and necessary to the production, sale, delivery, and offloading of Iranian origin crude oil. Petrochemical products are included and petroleum products. The authorization also extends to a broad range of maritime, logistical, and financial services that would ordinarily support those activities, even extending to U.S. dollars. That's an extraordinary development. In practical terms, GLX represents one of the most significant sanctions relief measures involving Iran in many years. But before everyone starts looking and planning and getting on their, you know, Iranian sort of business visor, let's take a look. So one of my favorite statements is hope is not a control. And I'll add another one today. Temporary relief is not a permanent policy. Remember, this license expires on August 21st, 2026. It exists against the backdrop of ongoing negotiations between the U.S. and Iran concerning Iran's nuclear program and broader sanctions relief. Most observers view the license as part of a confidence-building effort while those negotiations continue. We've had too many situations where people weren't cognizant of deadlines and then got in the middle of transactions when the deadline expired. And I've seen that in Venezuela, in the sanctions program there. And you want to be careful with regard to any transactions that you get involved in, that August 21 date is critical. Companies have to not assume that Iran sanctions are gone forever. Most of the sanctions architecture remains fully intact. But General License X is much broader than previous Iran licenses. Okay, historically, OFAC licenses often authorized limited wind down activities or permitted delivery of cargoes already loaded on vessels. But General License X goes much further. It authorizes production, sales, transportation, insurance, vessel management, bunkering, pilotage, classification services, and like I mentioned before, U.S. dollar payments. This is remarkable. And for companies involved in these industries, shipping, commodities trading, energy, insurance, financial services, this is a big, big development. Now, here's where compliance comes in. There's still some, there are still many questions. The license is broad, but not unlimited. There were no simultaneously published frequently asked questions or extensive implementation guidance. It was just issued. And this creates some uncertainty. What is ordinarily incident and necessary? We still have to evaluate counterparties to make sure they're not a sanctioned party and a sanctioned party under some of, let's say, North Korea or China or some other sanctions regime. So a policy basically has to be developed that's going to still require the same level of due diligence and review of certain of these kinds of transactions. And so that means documentation and careful due diligence are important. Determined whether you have to first determine whether a planned transaction falls within General License X. Second, you have to document your legal analysis. Third, you have to make sure your screening and transaction review procedures are updated and your software obviously is updated. Fourth, you have to continue enhanced due diligence. There are other risks that come into play. You can have money laundering, you can have corruption, and you can have reputational risks. Remember, this expires in 2 months. There also are key issues with regard to the definition that's used here of petrochemical products. There are other licenses where those terms are defined when you're talking about other products like urea or you're talking about sulfur. And so we have to be careful here in making sure that petroleum products, it's not just oil, it's a whole range of products that could come up in these contexts. So I've talked about practically what you need to do, but this is a big, big development. There's no question. And we're seeing sanctions sort of now flipped around even more nimbly and more sort of used as in the diplomatic equation. Restrictions are tightened, then they're relaxed, then they're adjusted again. So let's not admire this problem. Let's solve it and realize that General License X is not an invitation to just open the floodgates to Iranian transaction. It's an opportunity for companies to reassess how quickly they can identify the change, interpret the new guidance, update their controls, and communicate throughout the organization. Organizations that respond thoughtfully and deliberately will be positioned to take advantage of legitimate commercial opportunities while managing risk responsibly. Organizations that assume yesterday's compliance program automatically answers tomorrow's questions may find themselves facing unnecessary scrutiny. And it's a big pain to deal with OFAC or to deal with any of the regulatory agencies that may start to investigate. And of course, we've got the Justice Department with its criminal hammer right behind the screen. Remember, folks, compliance isn't about saying no. It's about helping business say yes the right way. Thanks for joining me. Look forward to seeing you next time on Corruption, Crime, and Compliance.